Friday, September 15th, 2016. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Mix. JW here with the one and only Jude Robinson. Jude, good morning.
Good morning, JW. How are you?
Good. Did you shovel snow this morning, or did you just back out your driveway?
So much snow.
Yeah.
There's piles and piles. And then I skied down.
Yeah, of course.
I hiked back up, used the skins.
Yeah.
Did a bunch of other stuff.
Mid to high 80s, and then, of course, 46 degrees currently outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town Park City.
I like this. I like this setup. You and I are face on. Usually,
yeah.
Off to the side. And
yeah,
like
we
this.
Have some microphones that we've moved around, and we've had some interesting technical challenges, which we've gotten past somehow.
We somehow always rise to that. It's as if they're thrown in just to see what we'll do.
Yeah. So it's raining like cats and dogs last night, and I'm thinking autumn aloft today is going to be a little rough, because they don't want to go up in all this rain.
Turbulence.
But it's currently not raining, although they're calling for rain today. But tomorrow, where they launch from the North 40 fields at 8:30 in the morning, it's supposed to be beautiful, and we'll go through, of course, detailed weather, but tomorrow, I'll just give you a little teaser, it's going to be sunny. The high will be 57, though.
I heard this, but I want to hear again, and of course, the section that I want to hear about is the wind.
Right. Well, we'll be talking about the wind. We're going to hold that one back.
It's where they keep the allergies.
That's right.
In the wind.
Right. So hopefully we have a nice autumn aloft weekend, and Sunday looks like it's going to be good, too. But that's just a little teaser. We'll go through complete weather probably about 10 minutes from now, that sort of thing.
It's always all about the attitude.
Yes.
So, rain or shine.
And altitude.
And keeping an attitude in the altitude can at times be a challenge, but that's another story.
Yeah, exactly. So, what's cooking today?
Well, we've got a great show. We have Brian Friedman, our fantastic musical guest this morning, and Joelle Desparreaux with Doctors Without Borders will be here. Such a fascinating subject. I'm very excited to speak with her. I have I really just have one question, but I am so inspired by this project.
How to pronounce her name, is that the question?
No, but that is a good one. I feel that it is Desparreaux. I'm going with that, Desparreaux.
Okay.
And then, of course, Renee Bodley will be in here. She is our new general manager here at the station. We want to hear about how things are going and where she's...
Yeah, she's just buttoned up 6 weeks here as general manager extraordinaire. She came from Fox 13. She ran that program down in Salt Lake. And, man, she's doing a great job up here. And she just went through her first pledge drive, so that's kind of fun.
Yes. That she's taken on so much, and she's doing an amazing job and has so much support and excitement behind her, which really helps to move things forward. And she filled some big shoes, and even the support of the shoes she's filled is here for her. So,
folks, you're not going to want to touch that dial, because we present live music, and Brian will be with us for the hour. He's going to play a song at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour, and take us out around 10 o'clock in the morning, or 9:57 or something, to be precise. And then we're going to be talking about weekend events, so stay tuned for that as well. We shall return with Brian Friedman right after these messages. Everybody, stay with us.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort, next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
And And welcome back to Morning Mix. We present live local music and, of course, events in the Wasatch Back. So you're going to want to stay tuned so that you can hear what is going on for the weekend. Joining us now, our musical guest for the hour, Brian Friedman. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. How you been?
Busy.
Have you?
Yeah, busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, working on a new record and working just, you know, a lot of balls in the air, I guess.
Yeah.
It's good.
Boy, Johnny Neal from Allman Brothers, an accomplished keyboardist. You're working with him and you've collaborated on a song or two, right?
Yeah, we've been writing for the past 2 years together and we're making a whole record and most of it's co-written. So it's been an amazing experience
okay.
to write with somebody like that.
He's a wordsmith and a word wizard. Meeting him the last time you were in, such a treat. Wow. He just, every word that is shared, he savors.
Yeah, he feels it. You know, I think that's the big thing that I've learned from Johnny is that the feel, you know, finding the feel and the words that fit the feel.
And the presence.
This is part one, folks, because Brian Friedman is here today. Part two will be sometime in December. We're going to bring Brian back with Johnny Neal and have them both on the program to cover, because it's their own song, but to play the song that they collaborated on and a couple other songs as well. So that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. What are you going to play for us this morning?
I'm going to start you off with a little Pale Blue Dot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pale Blue Dot. This is live on the Morning Mix.
Yeah.
Brian Friedman.
We are on this pale blue dot together. We are on this pale blue dot together. We are on this pale blue dot together. So you might as well have a good time. Working day and night. No longer need that formal education now. You're just a wasted my time. Well, I'm a light ray, ever expanding, picking up with the groove. No longer need my conscience to remind me that life is just one big. Have a good time. Waiting on a good time. Are you waiting on a fast ride? Are you waiting on a hot night? I'll be waiting on you. Are you waiting for a good time? Are you waiting for a fast ride? Are you waiting on a hot night? I'll be waiting.
All right, very good.
That's great.
Pale
I loved that.
Blue dot.
A big blue marble.
That's you what know, we live on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was interesting when the Mariner orbiter was out going and exploring Mars. When they finished with their exploration, they sent it out into the outer boundaries of the solar system. And as it got further out, they asked it to turn around and face its camera towards Earth when we were just this little pale blue dot and take a picture. Mm-hmm. And Carl Sagan had that had those pictures in the original Cosmos series. But it's an interesting perspective when you think about, you know, your challenges, your daily challenges, and maybe some other bigger problems that how can you possibly get so excited about the stuff we get excited about when you're just on a little speck of dust in the middle of nowhere? It kind of puts it in perspective.
And spinning and flying and really,
I mean, we're
so
out there
much.
All by yourself when you look at that picture. I mean, it's just a little speck of dust in the middle of nowhere.
You know, one of the scariest movies I've ever seen is the one where Sandra Bullock is out in space.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'll look that up.
Yeah.
And where she's just, it seems so cold and terrifying.
Yeah.
That thought.
It's not very hospitable.
No. And I met the guy that's on the Mars project.
Yeah.
This past year that's working with Elon Musk. And there's an opportunity there to go work with that project. I actually really, while I'm here, I kind of want to keep my feet on this dirt.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Yeah. Not a bad idea.
You don't want to go to space?
I really don't. I don't.
I think every boy wants to be an astronaut when they grow up. So
that's right. I
still
did.
Have a little bit of that in me.
I absolutely do as well. Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to move some mics around, get the roadies in here, and do some things. We're going to also hear from a couple underwriters. And when we come back, we're going to have weekend events, and we're going to have weather. And then we're going to throw a quick song on and bring Renee Bodley, our general manager, in to the program. Everybody stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Julie Hopkins at Keller Williams Real Estate. I share KPCW's pride in our community, and so I love supporting the Daily Lost and Found Report on KPCW and their coverage of Park City's fantastic nonprofits. For real estate, it's jhparkcity.com, and for Lost and Found, it's KPCW every day.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW, if you're just joining us. And we are the live local music show. We also present events in the Wasatch Back. So thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. You know, it's raining again.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said you're welcome, and it's raining again.
It is raining again.
Cats and dogs be flying. So this weekend, Friday, you know, that's today.
Yeah.
September 24th is the, if you go on into Salt Lake, you can see the Doctors Without Borders movie, the Salt Lake City Library Square, and it's called Forced from Home. I've watched this part of this documentary online.
Yeah, this is an exhibit where you can go and see what it's like to be a refugee.
Oh.
And anyway.
Yeah.
Park City Film Series will present Obit, a documentary about the obituary column writers from the New York Times. It's showing at Jim Santee Auditorium Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 6 p.m.
And the Egyptian Theater presents Next to Normal, a rock musical presented by the Ziegfeld Theater Company. The performances are tonight through Sunday. Get tickets and information at parkcityshows.com.
Everybody's always asking about what's cooking this weekend for live music. We're going to start with just Friday night. Friday night, Stacey Board is at the Park City Brewery. Alicia Stockman is at the Cognition Winery. Bad Feather at the Cabin. Elliot and Gabriel are at Silver Star Cafe, and Snyderville Electric Band at OP Rockwell.
And then moving on to Saturday, 8 a.m., Autumn Aloft becomes airborne. We're talking about balloons, baskets, and flames. 24 hot air balloons will be inflating and flying over the North 40 Fields, which is over by the Park City Hill. Then for the Evening Glow Experience, 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, floating little balloons, little baskets, and little candles. It all takes place on Main Street between 4th and 5th. And as you know, dogs kind of wig out with those hot air balloons. So this is a no poochie event.
And it's time to get down and dirty with a dirty dash out at Soldier Hollow Mud Run Obstacle Course. More mud, less torture than the races of the past. You're still going to you're going to get really muddy. Go get dirty at dirtydash.com.
I love that race. That is so much fun. The annual Red Apple Gala takes place at the Montage Deer Valley, benefiting the Park City Educational Foundation.
And Kimball Arts Center invites you to a celebration of the arts at Red Cliff Ranch at this free event with activities for the whole family. You can buy local art, enjoy live music, learn to lasso, all sorts of cool stuff. RSVP on the Kimball website and be entered for a prize giveaway.
And the James Beard Celebrity Chef Tour happens at River Horse on Main for live music. Check out Stacy Board at Cognition, Mr. Sister at Silver Star, and DJ Funky Boss will be at OP Rockwell.
You know, our friends in Heber Valley have put together this great concert series, and they have their last summer concert of the season at the Homestead in Midway. It'll be Kristen and Bromley and April Meservey.
And Sunday, the Autumn Aloft has another balloon launch on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. over the North 40 Fields. Again, same place by the Park City Hill.
And also, we want to go through live local music for the weekend. We've already covered Friday night. Let's just do Saturday night quickly. Live music. Check out Stacy Board at Cognition Winery, Mr. Sister at the Silver Star Cafe, and DJ Funky Boss at OP Rockwell.
Excellent. And then again, this weekend is the season finale for the Park City Sunday Market. They're holding a Pet Fest adoption with Nuzzles & Co. Plus, there is the usual hoopla with live bands, artistic vendors, and food, drinks, and the farmer's market to keep you entertained. And a lot of those pets are here from the hurricane. So,
yeah,
a lot of adoption opportunities. Please go wrap your arms around your new family member.
Morning Mix is where it's happening to find out what's going on for weekend events. But every once in a while, we want to give you a little tease about something that may not just be this weekend, but possibly out there a little further. And we're going to do this because tickets are going to go very quickly. Next Sunday at OP Rockwell, Kevin Costner in the Modern West. Kevin Costner is in town filming Yellowstone. It's a TV miniseries over at the film studio. And he's going to be with his band next Sunday at OP Rockwell. There's only 350 tickets. They have a new album that's out. It's pretty good. I previewed it. And we're hoping to have Kevin on the program next week. We're working through details on that right now. And just to let you know, next Sunday, doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show will start at 7:30 p.m.
KC.
Now just a snapshot of what's cooking for the weekend. It's currently 47 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. We will have a high no higher than 53 degrees under showery skies today. 100% chance of showers. Saturday, though, Autumn Aloft, everything kicks off at 8:30 in the North 40 Fields. It's going to be sunny, high of 57. Sunday, ditto, but it's going to be a little warmer. High of 57 on Saturday. Sunday, sunny, high of 66. Looking out into the future a little bit, Monday, sunny, then a just chance of showers with a high of 70. So we'll be warming up, and it's going to be really nice. Anyway, so that's that. Now joining us here in the studio, General Manager Extraordinaire Renee Bodley. She's just buttoned up her sixth or seventh week. We're going to ask her the exact amount of time she's been here. I think she's counting hours. And we welcome you to the program.
And she's drinking that fancy drink.
Hi, nice to be here. I like extraordinaire after you say GM.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's...
I'm not sure I'm worthy of that quite
No, it's
yet.
Part of the title.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. And I want to introduce you to Brian Friedman, who's our musical guest.
Brian, you sounded great. Yeah, thanks for being here. I love your show.
Oh, we have so much fun on it. So thank you very much. We have a lot of fun on this program.
If you want to know what's happening in Park City, tune in Friday, KPCW, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
J-Dub, Jude, Christy, they got you dialed in.
This is our 154th show, everyone with live music. So we just have so much fun doing it.
Yeah, I can tell. I was a fan when I was just a listener. I was a fan when I was a reporter here. I'm an even bigger fan now that I'm the GM.
So down in Salt Lake, at Fox 13, you had 100 million people that were reporting to you. It's a different operation, this whole television thing, which I don't understand. Maybe Kevin Costner can tell us about television also. But can you tell us the difference between being in that type of operation and being into what I call my extended family? I mean, this is an NPR affiliate, and this is like, this is like family to me here.
Yeah. And Fox 13, I was there for 19 years, and I was their news director for 16 of that. When I started there, we were doing 2.5 hours of news a day. When I left, we were doing 11. And it was a staff of 82 people in the newsroom, and it was a ton of fun. I told Leslie Thatcher, I think the best job in the world is to be a news director, because you have these editorial meetings and everyone comes to the table with all these great story ideas, and you hash out the various angles to the story, because there's always more than just two sides to a story. And I was really proud of the product we put together down there. Fox 13 was, until 2008, owned by Fox. And so I actually had some one-on-one, not a lot, but some one-on-one interaction with Fox corporate, so Rupert Murdoch and, yes, Roger Ailes. And we would go back to New York and present a budget every year, and that was always very interesting to see that whole operation. They were very hands-off with us at Fox 13. We were a Fox affiliate. After 2008, we were owned until 2008, prior to that, excuse me. Anyway, my point being, people would go, oh, you worked for Fox, and now you work for NPR. What a difference. There is a difference. But I would like to say at Fox 13, we were very much in control locally of the product that we put out, the journalism that we did, and I'm very proud of what we did there. I think that that dynamic has changed. For-profit journalism has changed, which is why I'm very happy to now be involved with nonprofit journalism. I think it's important that we don't have to answer to anybody in terms of a publicly held company and shareholders. Excuse me. So there's a big difference there that I'd love to talk more about with anybody who's interested. And I'm going to put in a big plug. October 5th, Project for Deeper Understanding is going to be on fake news. And we're going to broadcast that live here at KPCW starting at 7 o'clock October 5th.
Renee, I have a question for you. Your professional career has been very rich, enjoyable. You've had moments in your life when you left Fox, when you thought, gosh, I'm just going to retire, I'm not doing it. Then you ended up back here. In the beginning, what got you to get excited about news and telling the story?
Oh, gosh. I was editor of the school paper when I was in fifth grade. I was always, frankly, I was nosy. I was curious. I was interested in everybody's business. I'd like to think I wasn't a gossip. But, you know, I was just always interested in what was going on. And when you are somewhat ADD and you're interested in a lot of things, I think journalism is a great field to be in. Because you never know from one day to the next, are you focused on what the school board did? Are you focused on what the state is doing in regards to EPA standards and regulations? Is it a crime story, which frankly is my least favorite? One of the things I really don't like is the ambulance chasing and that breaking news when it comes to crime. Some of that's really important, sadly, when there are things like Amber Alerts that you've got to get out there to the community immediately. But, you know, like LA TV, where it's, you know, 3 hours of here's a live car chase. I'm not interested in that. So back to answer your question, just curiosity and wanting to be on the front lines of telling that story and really on the front lines of history. That's what journalism is.
I'm amazed because in Boston, we had a couple of really good NPR shows. And I had a lake house in New Hampshire, and so I would listen to NPR up there, and I'd also listen to another NPR station when I was in Maine. And every one of these local NPR stations did not have a local news team. They had NPR, they had BBC for world news, NPR for national news, but they didn't have a local team, and every once in a while they'd throw a story out there. We have, we're up to five now, is that correct? Five full-time news people.
Leslie, Carolyn, Rick, Melissa, and yes, we are going to add a fifth. So we have an opening for that one.
For a small town, that's extraordinary.
It really is. For a staff this size, we have 12 full-time employees and four five of them to be for news is extraordinary. And I am, no one does it like KPCW. And I realized that the minute I came in here, when Leslie Thatcher asked me to come by and maybe consider being a reporter here, I was enthralled with the commitment to local news and information that this station has. And we went to a conference in July in San Francisco with other public radio stations, and I quickly found out that we really are unique in how we deliver news and information to this community. We could not do it without the support of everybody out there.
And that's our value. I mean, that's why people tune in. They're driving up 80 and they see smoke. They tune into KPCW. And I remember Lynn Ware Peak following the fire chief up into a fire. She ended up getting orange all over from the stuff they dropped from the helicopter. And, you know, so instinctively people turn to our station to get news.
And we want to do more of that. And we're really putting a new push on digital delivery in our news. And people, I hope, will visit us often at kpcw.org. The reporters are posting their stories there now. Frankly, it's difficult with a small staff and everything we ask these reporters to do, to ask them to follow up and put it on the web. Sometimes it might be a couple hours. It's not instant. But, you know, with Twitter and Facebook, Melissa Allison just this last week started doing Facebook Live with the Pecan City Council debate. They had it No Name on Monday night. She did a Facebook Live there. She did a Facebook Live from Wednesday with the Treasure meeting where we thought perhaps the developer was going to ask the Planning Commission to make a ruling in October, and it turned out that was delayed somewhat. But I got instant feedback from people in the community how much they appreciated having that on Facebook Live.
And being a part of the community and a part of this show, I am always so excited. Every week I get texts that come through during the show, and I do not check them during the show, but they're just from people in the community that are listening. And so thank you, everybody, for reaching out. And it's the community that really creates the news and calls Randy in the evening and says, oh, by the way, there's this accident, or there, do a workaround for the traffic. And we all depend on each other that way.
We do. And it is great that the community calls in. We're going to take that one step further, Jude. Captain Phil Kirk with the Park City Police Department has been asking me to put a procedure in place where that screen you're looking at, J-Dub, that one to your left, we're going to try to put some kind of SMS text messaging on that. So anybody, whether it is Leslie in the morning or you during your public affairs show or one of our many great volunteer DJs at whatever time, whatever shift, if there is something that the public needs to know, you know, backup on 224, wildfire,
we're
God forbid, evacuations,
time.
We're there real time, and the first responders will have that number, and they can text us that information. And we can text back and say, you know, can we get you on the air? Or maybe it's just something that we need to read across the air. Also, push alerts. I met the developers of the KPCW app and in San Francisco, and we're going to put together a push alert program as well. Because we really do, we're more than a radio station. We're a news and information delivery platform, and we need to be that on all digital platforms as well as on the air.
Excellent.
And it's a space for the entire community to put the threads in and contribute. Every single person here is a contributor and required and hopefully feels a part of, and I think that that's a great thing that KPCW has been able to do, is really be a collaborative. We are all here.
So one last question. You've been here 6 or 7 weeks, and you've had, as you told me, your first couple of days drinking from a fire hose, and you've gone through your first pledge drive. How was that?
Awesome.
You killed your number.
Well, kind of killed our number. You know, at first, everyone's heard me say this, we kicked off the pledge drive on August 21st, which was the day of the eclipse. Duh, you know, that probably wasn't the smartest thing in the world to do. Anyone out there, don't hold a fundraising event on the day of a major astronomical event. So the phones weren't ringing, and I was devastated because I thought, oh no, I'm a failure as a new GM. No one's calling. And then the support picked up, and it really culminated that last day with Rotary Wars, and the Rotarians in this community are an amazing group of people, and they really came through for us. I'm being a little aggressive. We just finished our budget, and I'm being aggressive with the pledge drives next year and the number that I think that we can bring in. Fingers crossed the economy stays good and that people still open their wallets as readily as they have been. But I am just in awe of how supportive and giving this community is and how appreciative they are of their public radio station. So it was a successful pledge drive. Yes, we raised, it was $160,000. Some of that was our broadcast club renewals. So that was great. And our broadcasters club, we are developing more events for them. That's for anybody who donates $1,000 or more to the station. And they become a special friend of the station and they get invited to about a dozen great events throughout the year.
Exactly. So, Cubby, yeah. Renee Bodley.
Yeah,
Cub
you call
reporter.
Me the Cub reporter. I love that. For someone who just turned 50, I love being called Cub anything.
Yeah, Cubby. Well, I love Superman, and you were like my Lois Lane when you came in. It was really cool.
Well, shucks.
So, yeah, and she's now, of course, General Manager Extraordinaire. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, you guys.
We're going to go out and take a quick break. I wanted to mention that Samantha Fish is going to be playing at the State Room in Salt Lake City on Sunday night. This is her second time to Utah. She's the winner of the 2017 Blues Blast Award for Contemporary Blues Album of the Year. We're now going to play a song as we bring the roadies in and move the equipment around a little bit. This is titled Go Home, Samantha Fish.
Stays the same. Go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Never spoke a word about the things he stole. Wrapped those secrets round a telephone pole. Go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Maybe in a moment of clarity. Thank you.
Welcome back. Joining us in studio now, we would like to welcome Joelle Deparo. She is the mental health activity manager for Doctors Without Borders for refugees who have been forced from their home. There's an exhibit in Salt Lake. Welcome, Joelle.
Thank you
so much for being here this morning. And again, just as close as you can to your mic so we can hear all about this program. Tell us all about the Doctors Without Borders refugee program. Who are these refugees?
So should I introduce a bit about Doctors Without Borders?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, just...
We are... So MSF stands for Médecins Sans Frontières. It's, in English, we call it Doctors Without Borders, but the official name is MSF. So if I say MSF, you know who I'm talking about. We're a humanitarian medical organization that provides care to people in need around the world. We work in 60 to 70 countries right now. And the decision to provide care in a specific location is based on needs. So we go do an assessment of the patient's needs and decide whether the medical needs are being met or not. If they're not being met, we will start up a program. At this point, the exhibit falls under one of our principles that is called bearing witness. That means that we work in a lot of settings where no one else is present, and we see the situations of displaced people around the world. Most people don't really know what is happening. Mm-hmm. So this exhibit focuses on educating the public around the situation of 65.6 million displaced people in the world. Some of these are refugees. Some of these are internally displaced people in their own country. Some of them are asylum seekers. They've all been forced to flee their homes because of violence, persecution, just the inability to live in a safe place.
Wow. I was watching the videos, and I had actually attended a seminar about a year ago about this very issue, and they were asking for people to go and volunteer, and I am not able to do that. But I've been, so my heartstrings have been tied to this, mm-hmm. this entire experience. And the thing that has echoed in my consciousness is that it's not them, it's us, it's we. And these people have a safe home, and they don't have a space. They are just like you, just like me, without a home. How do you, as you go in, you know, you've done 4 peace missions,
mm-hmm.
and how do you begin to bring awareness or to connect or to soothe?
Wow, that's a huge question, and it's the challenge you're faced with the whole time when you're in the field. My job when I go to the field is to work with local staff, because 90% of our staff are actually recruited within the country. Only 10% are people like me who come from an international location. So I go to train, supervise, recruit if necessary, and support the local team in providing the mental health care, psychosocial care of different kinds to the population. It's really challenging, but it's also amazing because you see people transform in just a tiny little bit that you provide, because they're in such under such distress when you hear the situation they're dealing with and you take time to be there with them, they can transform in just a split second.
So there's a traveling exhibit which is coming to Salt Lake City on the 18th. It'll be the 18th through the 24th to give people the opportunity to see and learn firsthand what it's like to be a refugee. And I'm curious, it's hard to imagine what it would be like to have no guarantee of a next meal, water, doctors for your children, those sorts of things, to be a refugee. What have you found that surprises people the most when they learn about being a refugee?
That's a significant question. So the exhibit really takes the participants through a journey, kind of, where they're forced to reflect on what would I take with me? What items would I take along if I had to leave within a split second? How would my journey be? How would I meet my basic needs? And how would I meet my medical needs? Because all of them have medical needs, like every single human being on Earth. And I share in my tours, I share a lot of stories from the mental health care that we provide. And when I tell people that a huge percentage of the people that are displaced are women, but also children, a lot of unaccompanied minors that have decided, or have, you know, decided is not the right word, but have been forced to flee their home alone because that was the only way for them to find safety. So you have camps that are full of, you know, 12 to 17 year olds without adults. And I get these eyes, round eyes that well up from just the stories that I can relate about those kids that I've worked with in those settings. I think a lot of people don't realize how many kids are stuck in those situations trying to find some safety and a chance for a better life.
Well, there's a big challenge today. There's no question about that. You've got you have governments that are not stable. You've got the chasm between the haves and the have-nots, which continues to grow every year. And then you've got the new climate. And if climate projections are accurate, and they typically have been, the ones that I've looked at, as a matter of fact, they're kind of on the conservative side, what they're saying is in the next 80 years in this country alone, there will be 13 million people displaced because their homes are now underwater. And around the world, there will be hundreds of millions of people. And I can't imagine how we're going to be able to respond as a people to those sorts of challenges. So the challenge that we have now is significant. And looking out into the future, I don't know how. I mean, I'll say this one thing, and that's that if you're the type of person that would like to see less government, you're going to see less government because the government's not going to be able to help you with that. Hundreds of millions of people potentially displaced just through rising seawater.
Yeah, well, the magic, I think, is in the part that you spoke about, Joelle, when you said, in a split second, when you spend a moment with someone, it's not going to be everything. It's going to be the moment. And in those moments, we have an opportunity.
We definitely do. I mean, the challenge is, I mean, MSF doesn't really speak about what people need to do, but tries to inform and educate so that every single person can make a choice, can be properly informed and make a choice as to how they want to take a stance and try to influence the situation. But it's quite clear that we have a huge challenge and that every single one of us needs to do what we can do at our own level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Morning Mix is an entertainment upbeat show. It doesn't sound really upbeat. Everyone's up.
It is.
But the truth is we wanted to have you on because the exhibit sounds fascinating to be able to see what it's like firsthand to be a refugee and the types of things that folks have to go through. So we wanted to have you on, but this is an entertainment show. So maybe tell us something positive about all of your experiences here. We'll get a little upbeat thing going.
I do the work because I see people who weren't smiling start to smile and laugh and joke.
Yeah.
Because I see a child who was crying the whole time and all of a sudden, thanks to our support, starts going, play with me in the morning. Mm-hmm. And
do you have a
child who didn't talk and suddenly starts saying, come and play with me. I want to play. And this is why I do the work, because there's amazing changes that you see in people, and it feeds me. It feeds me to see how much joy you can bring and help people in those kind of situations.
Brian Friedman is our musical guest for the hour, and he has a question for you.
Yeah, Joe, I was just curious, like, if you see all these kids and typically mothers or whatnot, are they to get positive and to be going from this drastic situation, what do they sing? Do they play music? Do they, what is it that makes them happy? You know, obviously they need care, but what's the interaction like?
So we do run a lot of psychosocial activities, which are activities to get kids on their feet, enjoying themselves and being kids. And some of that includes music, depending on kind of the cultural setting. In some places, they might choose to play with the drums. But soccer, you know? That's like the sport internationally that you can play everywhere. They absolutely love soccer. And it breaks down all the walls. It helps them forget what's happening. I've seen kids playing chess or, you know, football and that kind of game and those settings that are made out of local items. It's still the same game and it's still just as fun.
Mm-hmm. And as a mother, I can say the way you heal the mothers is when the children start to play and become normal, that has the ripple effect. So play is the way to normal, and you can open up the space for that, and it has that wonderful ripple effect. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning, Joelle. Again, if you would like to know more about this event, it is happening. You can go online, and it's the Doctors Without Borders. You can go to that website, directly to the website, and there is an events tab. Click on that, and you will go to the Salt Lake events that are happening.
Thank you so much for having me. You can also go to forcedfromhome.com for more information if you'd like.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We shall return after these messages from our underwriters. Brian Friedman's back with another song. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
Hi, I'm Courtney Johansson, owner of 350 Main Brasserie, and we are pleased to support KPCW. 350 Main is located in the historic Golden Rule Building at 350 Main Street and serves eclectic American cuisine. Open nightly at 5:30 p.m., reservations, menu, and contact information at 350main.com.
Being a member of the Park City Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business and provides a wide array of benefits. We promote your business, provide networking and educational opportunities, and even have benefit programs for you and your employees. For more information, visit us online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
And we are back. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix, JW with Jude. I want to mention that our 2-2 Park City Miners are on the road again tonight as they travel to Ogden to take on the Ben Lomond Scots. Follow the team live with Pete Gilwald and our Miner broadcasting team for all the action with kickoff at 7 p.m. right here on KPCW. 91.7 Western Summit County, 88.1 Eastern Summit County, 91.9 in Wasatch County, or increasingly, as many people are doing around the free and captured world, they are streaming us live on kpcw.org or KPCW app.
That's how I listen. And just a fun little, as we were talking about how to pronounce, it's Ben Lomond.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
You're in Utah.
I'm in Utah now.
Ben Lomond.
Yeah.
You know, they're Scots?
Yeah.
Scots?
Is that it?
Is that what you said, the Scots?
Yeah, it's not the Scots.
No, I just didn't know. That's such an interesting mascot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I wanted to mention to everybody that last week on Cool Science Radio, we covered a pretty cool event. Cassini is a spacecraft that has been flying around, actually left 20 years ago, Cape Canaveral, and heading towards Saturn. It was a 1 billion-mile journey that included a number of gravity assist twists and turns around Venus and Mars to pick up some steam, pick up some acceleration. It took 7 years to get to Saturn, and since it has been at Saturn for the last 13 years, it's just done some extraordinary exploration. It dropped a probe onto Titan. We've learned all about Titan. Titan is a moon that we may visit sometime and
there.
I might, yeah. And we also learned a lot about Saturn's ring system. They discovered 6 new moons and all sorts of great things happening, including some jaw-breaking photographs. The reason I bring it up right now is today they are ending that mission, and Cassini, the spacecraft, it's the largest, most sophisticated orbital spacecraft ever, will be intentionally crashed into Saturn's atmosphere, where it'll be torn up like a meteor. Hmm. And that will be the end of the program. We had Dr. Linda Spilker, who runs that project, head scientist, has everybody reporting to her, and she's been associated with that since it was in the concept phase 30 years ago. But I just wanted to mention a number. 3948 is a number that was sent to me today, that the Cassini mission has been a major success, resulting in 3,948 scientific papers, 453,048 images taken, 6 named moons discovered. If you have any idea what it takes to find a moon, it's pretty cool. And so Cassini did that 6 times. Anyway, I just wanted to a big hats off to Cassini spacecraft and all the folks working on that. It will be the mission will end this afternoon.
I always wonder, you know, they're going to just crash it into some orbit somewhere. I always wonder about the ripple effect, that we don't know what that means yet.
Well, they're crashing it intentionally because they don't want microbes to fall into another moon that could contaminate the moon. So that's why they're doing it. It will completely burn up in the atmosphere, so you don't have to worry about any ripples.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to leave the dirt until I absolutely have to go, and I'll be in ashes at that point anyway.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you can have some.
Yeah.
All right. So let's hear from Brian one more song.
Yeah, we're going to just do a couple of quick underwriters. We're going to come back we just have to take care of some business. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
This is Bruce Greenwald from 1-7, new proud sponsor of KPCW. 1-7 is an independent financial advisory firm for the Park City lifestyle. Our firm was founded on the 7 pillars of wellness, and our mission is helping people find meaning in their money by providing wealth management, asset protection, and tax strategies. More information can be found at weare17.com.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 1-7 San Francisco Designs, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. Find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix or online at kpcw.org under the show tabs. And Brian, what will you be playing for us now?
It's called Caught Up In It.
Nice.
Live in the Morning Mix. Brian, thanks for joining us, by the way.
You're welcome. Let's start it out. Let's end it happy, huh? Let's get into the happy zone. Caught up in it, you got to get with it. Well, come on, let yourself go. Well, caught up in it, like a New York minute. Let the good times roll. Well, move your body side to side.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City.
Ain't nobody got time.